Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with Darren Ofsani, one of the creative directors behind the brand new event, Screamfields Fear Park. Very excited to have this brand new event coming this year, October 2020, in a brand new home in North Yorkshire at Thornton Hall Country Park. We've heard a few rumblings about this event for the last few months, been within the industry, hearing a few rumours here and there, and we're very excited that on February the 14th all the information was released alongside our friends at Scare Tour. It was all released over on their page and their website is now live, so go to www.screamfields.com. That's screamfields.com to find out all about the brand new attractions for brand new mazes with this fantastic new park, along with a fifth Brave It Alone 18 plus extreme attraction as well. Very excited to visit the park when it comes to October, and Thornton Hall Country Park looks awesome too. I'm definitely going to take a visit over there in North Yorkshire during the summer period because it looks like a really cool park anyway. They've got 11 Nights of Frights hosting the five scare mazes. They've got a scream arena, a fairground, a zombie scare zone and more. This is the part one of the Screamfields episodes. The second episode will be out a little bit later, and that's with Mark Lofthouse, who's the creative director of all the attractions. He works obviously alongside Darren and the Thornton Hall team. So without any further ado, let's take you to the interview with myself and Darren Ofsani.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I mentioned in the introduction, we are talking all about the brand new event, Screamfields. Now, before I interview our next guest, head over to their website now, www.screamfields.com, to check out their sexy new website that was launched on the 14th of February. But I am here with, one of the main guys behind the whole event, Darren Ofsani. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are we doing?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad, thank you. Very excited now we know a little bit more information about Screamfields. I've heard a few rumblings, just because I've been in the industry a little while, and I know Mark Lofthouse quite well, who's partnered up with you to create this event.
Yeah.
And then obviously when the Instagram came up and the Facebook, people were starting to get excited, and now we know all the information. So it's got to be quite nice to have all that info out in the open now.
Well, it was all done very fast, to be fair. Been to and from him from a couple of parks probably about the start of December.
Right.
So it's took us a while to get a park properly nailed down, which A, we've been happy with as a park, and B, the park have been happy with to host such an event, because obviously when we originally envisaged what Screamfields was going to be, it was something maybe even a quarter of the size to what this project's now turned into.
Wow.
So, getting the right park has been it's been very crucial into making sure that we can, you know, deliver such a big project for this year. And yeah, we've had to tease it a little bit because we've had to, you know, nothing goes plain sailing in any type of event. We've had
absolutely
big problems where we've tried to release things and then the parks have come back and says, we've even had some parks that have come to us and said, listen, we love it, but we're just not kitted out for it. We don't have the facilities to host such a large style event. So yeah, I suppose that's why it's kind of been teased a little bit leading up to where we are today.
Okay, I see. And obviously that there's lots of swings and roundabouts and bits and bobs that you've got to sort out in these events. And events management is basically your background, isn't it?
Yeah, so I mean, I've worked in and out of the scare industry for maybe 10, 12 years with the guys over at Atmosphere. Primarily, my background is more the tech side of it, so that's how I originally started. So when Scare Kingdom originally started, I worked with Jason and the guys over there to install all their tech side of it. That's where me and Mark originally met with other people that we know as well within the industry. And yeah, my background has then led to basically originally running events and then purchasing late night venues, bars and clubs, and then kids play centres and anything to do with leisure, really. But yeah, as we've kind of worked over the years in delivering that product that our business is, we've kind of figured out quite a lot about marketing, because obviously with a lot of businesses that we've got, trying to deliver marketing to that can be quite costly if you're not doing it yourself. So we've kind of delivered everything that we've got these days into one marketing business, and that's primarily what our business is now. So we're a marketing company that look for new ideas to promote and manage. Scare's just one of those things that I've been involved in for a while, and we said, right, well, the time's right, let's launch a Scare event, which actually was going to be last year, but with Mark obviously moving over to Margate with the guys down at Dreamland, it kind of put the things on a bit of a back burner. So this year, full steam ahead, we're on with what was going to be a small event, but now turning into a fairly decent sized event.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm checking out your website now, and that, you know, there's a nice handful of mazes and a lone attraction, and we'll talk a little bit about that afterwards. And I'm going to get Mark on this episode too, because he's the maze guy, isn't he?
Yeah. So basically, Mark's a creative designer of all of our mazes, the infrastructure, the scares within the park. My background is more a little bit of design, more operations side of it, and obviously the marketing side.
Of course, absolutely. You know what? We probably have more mutual friends than we realise, and more things in common. You mentioned, obviously, the scare side of things, but my real life boring job is running a children's play centre. So, you know, it's a smaller world than you think, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah. And it's a very, very hard world to be placed in at the moment, kids' play centre.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Awesome. So, obviously, Screenfields has been born. It's now over on all the socials. You've got your website, and tickets are on sale now as well.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale now. We've got a very variety of different tickets on sale to match the park. So the way that Screenfields will run is very much like Avon Valley. It's very much like Extreme Scream Tullys, where you will pay an entry price into the park. Once you're in the park, you'll get access to the mazes. We've got four mazes, then an additional alone maze, a bit of a zombie scare area, very much like Towers do. Where you'll go through a little bit of a zombie area that we're going to theme up. And then it's all kind of built around our central focus, which is our Scream Arena, which is a late night bar, food, DJ playing, bands on stage, all completely lit with amazing lighting and effects and all of that stuff, fire breathers and dance. Very similar to what we do as a business,
yeah,
in our general nightclub side of it, is what we're kind of introducing into the park. So, yeah, it's a more of a night out rather than just going to experience one or two attractions.
Yeah, and I suppose that's what's that's, you know, perfect, that you've been in this game for a while. You know what you do, not only obviously on the scare side of things, but promoting and, like you say, clubs and even the whole leisure industry, and the fact that you can make all these different ingredients into one crazy cocktail that is sort of Screenfields. And I think that's something that some places do miss. The, you know, the mazes can be great, but it's not just about them. It's about the atmosphere, the stuff on stage. It's
100%,
it's the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a night out at the end of the day. We know from our marketing experience. I mean, one of our brands that we run is a business called Wacky World, which is a kids inflatable play park, which tours up and down the UK. We've done that since 2015. We was the first company to start doing the inflatable theme parks before everybody started ripping out the trampoline parks and putting inflatable parks in there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, got the idea from America. We've seen it over there. We went to IAPA and... you know, we thought, great, let's run this type of thing. But we've learned a lot of mistakes along the way running that business to what it is today. And that is a big, big part of, you know, I suppose where we are as a business, especially a marketing business today. We've kind of seen how these tickets sell, what people expect, you know, what they expect from a ticket price and what they expect from an experience by paying for something like this to go and enjoy 2 hours in an inflatable park or whether that be 2 hours in a scare park.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. So, and it looks like I'm just looking at the scare mazes now as well. It looks like that they're going to be having a fantastic time, not only just, you know, like say watching bands and having the whole Scream team about, but there's going to be a whole great night and something for everyone. Like, again, we'll talk to Mark more so about the individual attractions, but just to reel them off now, we've got Killer. Which, you know, it's like Killer Butchers in a crazy butcher's shop. You've got Carnage, which is you know, it's that circus. I'm guessing the circus maze, which is a bit down and dirty.
Yeah, it's a bit like the bit you don't see of a circus. So everybody does the whole clowns and the mirror mazes and things like that. This is the bit you don't see, the bit of the dirty, disgusting backstage of a carny circus, which is amazing because it's actually going to be built in a big top tent as well.
Oh, wow.
So it feels like you're actually going into the maze. We've purchased a big top tent, which is an 18 meter round. So yeah, that particular attraction is going to be going inside there, which is going to be really, really smart because it's kind of going to be a little bit round the maze inside as well. So rather than it being the straight corridors and tight turns, it's going to be kind of built with a bit of a it's a bit of a surprise really, but a bit of a centerpiece inside the center ring, which I think is going to be really, really smart. Probably a UK first, I think, for a scare maze.
Nice, awesome. Well, I look forward to checking that out, definitely. And then we've got a deep rave in a Old Mercy Hospital, and we've got the Yard, which I like this. It's after another Brexit No Deal, so it's keeping it topical. But I did want to talk about, like I say, we'll talk to Mark more about these, but. The Reaping is your alone experience. So what made you want to do something that's slightly more extreme and alone?
I think from the conversations that me and Mark have had, I think, you know, people want to be scared in more extreme ways than ever, I think, these days.
Yeah.
You know, scare films, I don't think, are as scary as they used to be. And I think, you know, gone of the days when Saw was around, it was bloody and gory and everybody was like, oh, no. But now I think... people want to be scared and be treated completely more intensely, I think, when it comes to being scared, especially if you're going to go to these type of parks. Things like the Reaping 18 plus attraction is that it, with it being an alone attraction, not everybody's going to do it, but them real diehard daredevils that are going to want to, you know, do something on their own, you've got to make it extreme because otherwise, it's just like walking through one of the other mazes, I suppose.
Of course, yeah, it's something that we've sort of start seeing more and more now. And I suppose if it's a kind of formula that if it's not broke, don't fix it. If some people want something more extreme, let's go more extreme.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
You know, at the end of the day, the great thing about Screenfields is it is aimed. Even though our admission ages do allow the younger clientele to come with parents, it is primarily aimed at an older clientele, and you'll see that from the descriptions of the mazes that are on the website.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and like I say, guys, whilst you listen to this, go over to screenfields.com now and get your tickets while you're there too. So you're based up in North Yorkshire, and you're at the Thornton Hall Country Park. I understand you mentioned that there's been a few venues potentially either going yes or no.
So,
what's the story been behind the actual location of Screenfields?
Well, ideally, what we was looking for was an area which is, you know, kind of untouched. I know Manchester's had a few scary attractions over the years, which have, you know, some have done really well, some haven't done so well. And we was looking, like anything when it comes to marketing, we're looking for an area where we can mass market. And obviously, the bigger the audience, the more fruitful the pie can be, I suppose, at the end of the project. Mm-hmm. So we was looking for, ideally, something which was more Manchester-based. Trying to find a farm park in Manchester is probably one of the hardest things you can do. It took, honestly, so long. And you just think to yourself, well, you know, approach this farm park, you know, listen, we're going to bring X amount of thousands of people to you this Halloween. How do you fancy it? No, it's too big for us. The project's too big. Or you might be speaking to Farmer Jack, who's in his 70s, that doesn't quite understand the scare maze. Yeah, we're just going to bring 1,000 people here tonight and throw them through these mazes. And by the way, they're not going to get off site until 11 o'clock. Nope, not for me. No, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for coming. So I think the key to us finding the right park has been so, so hard, Mikey. Yeah. We've looked at a few different parks. We've looked at parks towards Warrington, which I was really against because obviously we was being obviously near Farmageddon, Spooky World. You know, we looked at Park Hall at Camelot as well, which was going to be the one of the shortlists. But once again, it was just positioned right in between everybody else's. And I wanted to kind of push it towards you know, Greater Manchester, Manchester area, because there's nothing there. You know, obviously we got the guys that do a great job over there at Wakefield, at Yorkshire Scare Grounds, but you know, from probably Preston and Lancashire right through into Wakefield, there's a massive gap of nothing. So yeah, we looked around Manchester, we looked at Greater Manchester, just couldn't find the park that fit. We looked at a few different parks that really wanted it, didn't have the infrastructure. And then just by chance, one Friday I woke up and I said, I'm just going to contact one more park. And it ended up being the guys at Fulton Hall Country Park. And honestly, it was the best call that we ever made. Chris and Emma there, they've got an amazing team, fairly young farmers. Turned the farm into such an amazing adventure park for kids. They do quad biking on there. They do big firework display every firework, bonfire night. They do big outdoor events over the summer. The park is just made for it. And I took one look at it. They completely fell in love with the idea and the concept when I went to go and see them. It was a match made in heaven. And, you know, the team there, she's got a fantastic team as well. People that already do marketing there as well. They've got a team that look after designs, the catering's on site. It just worked out really, really well. And it just took the project, which was going to be two mazes and a bit of a dance arena, into, wow, we've got the infrastructure here to make this what it needs to be, which then become screen.
Perfect, excellent. I've checked out their website and their social media as well, and you're right, these people seem to already know what they're doing when it comes to the family entertainment side of things. I mean, you know, they've got some great IPs as well, Peppa Pig, Peter Rabbit coming up, you know, some real good stuff. And that is a key ingredient to making a park. Myself and Hannah and the rest of the team have been parks who it's similar to, and again, I don't want to talk about my real life boring job too much now, but with I run a family entertainment centre. We have bowling, golf, crazy golf, soft play, sensory room, laser quest, all that palaver. And some people build a soft play thinking if we build it, people will come. And sometimes that's not always the case. Yeah. And you've got to market it right. You've got to have everything. You've got to have a lot of things going the right way to make sure it's successful. And the same thing with these country parks or these, you know, adventure farms. We've seen a few places that think that if you put in a burger van and a few toilets, you can get it right. But you sometimes need that little bit more. You need that pizzazz. And it does look like that Thornton Hall Country Park. I mean, you mentioned it before. It reminds me of a kind of Avon Valley kind of place, or somewhere more up north, well, closer to us here in the Midlands, the National Forest Adventure Farm with Screamfest Burton. It looks like a perfect location.
The great thing about Fulton Hall, and especially Emma and Chris and the team there, is they see the vision in the project, which is great for us, because, you know, the amount of investment that we're putting into this park this year, you know, it's not a small amount of money. This is obviously, if it's done right, we will see a good reward from it. But, you know, it's crucial to us that we're working with a team that's going to work and support us for many years to come. This isn't just a one-off event. You know, year one 2020 for us is year one. You know, we want to be here just like the bigger boys like Tully's in 20 years time. And that's, you know, the project and what we're aiming towards. The great thing about Fulton Hall is it's got the scope to size it as well. It's 65 acres they've got there. Wow. It's a massive amount of land. And they've got some super USPs, like one of the attractions is in a quarry, which is on site. Wow. You know, you just couldn't ask for these things, and it just fits the yard attraction so well. You know, it was kind of like, wow, this is, it's like somebody's read the mind here of what we're trying to do. You know, this attraction here would work perfectly inside. They've got this massive entertainment barn, which is right in the middle of all of these attractions. And it's just, the infrastructure's there, yeah, already, Mike.
It's already there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And They're good. And they're so looking forward to it as well. This is, you know, the great thing about how it's going to work well, because these guys will it to do well just like we do.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the kind of the match made in heaven, really, isn't it? It's when you've got, there's lots of different teams that make up these sort of events. Obviously, there's you guys, the visionaries of it, and the creators. But then you've got to make sure that basically they're your landlords, and your landlords have got to be happy, and they've basically got to make sure that they've got the staff to sort the catering and the facilities, and then you've got the likes of, yeah.
But it's not just that. I mean, a lot of people who run these type of parks will understand that, you know, certain things need moving to certain places, and it's not as easy as just picking these things up. You need diggers, you need, you know, trucks to move things, you know. They've got that infrastructure already there to make things like this happen, and it's just going to make the job so much easier.
Absolutely perfect. So, fingers crossed, obviously, this is year one, and my next question was, you know, what is the... You know, we haven't even been to year one yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic time. But the future idea is to continue at Thornton and just build and grow over the years?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So, obviously, five mazes for year one. We've got estimated admits that we're working towards. If we over excel that, it could be a sixth maze this year. You know, I suppose the thing is about what we're trying to do here, Mike, is that because we have experience already with, you know, multi-selling events across the UK from one central hub. Marketing and social media marketing is what we do as a business. So the selling bit of it is, you know, I don't mean it to sound so shenanigans, but the selling bit of it is quite easy for us because we're so used to doing it. We've, you know, done, I think last year, 270,000 admits through Wacky World's tour up and down the UK. It's major numbers. You know, we know we've marketed so well, and we've understood the flaws to social media marketing. Now, the selling bit is kind of the bit we just know what to do. It's making sure that, you know, because me and Mark are great friends, and we've worked together on different projects for other people, but we've never worked together, you know. So, you know, Mark will creatively come up with something, and I'll like, well, actually, will that work with this? And, you know, but I've kind of had to say to myself, right, leave Mark to sort the mazes, because that's what he's great at. He's good at, you know, designing them and coming up with the thought process of how the customer sees the maze. And I'll do, and my team will do what we're really good at, which is ops and marketing. And hopefully the two should just meet and everything should be fine. But yeah, I mean, we're hoping, you know, we can excel numbers this year. We've got space to build a sixth maze this year. We've got the funds to build a sixth maze. If we get the type of admits that we need to, we'll definitely do that. The idea is every year, grow it and make more mazes.
Absolutely. Which for people like me, and even just the general public, but especially us enthusiasts out there, it's very, very exciting. I mean, we all get quite excited when an attraction is saying, well, like the likes of Orton Towers have got a new maze this year, or Tully's are adding an 11th attraction or whatnot. But to have a brand new Scream Park, It's all quite exciting. And like I say, not just for us enthusiasts and us geeks, but especially to people who are going to be in the North Yorkshire area and the surrounding areas as well. So before we sort of end this, and like I say, this is going to be sort of part one to the Screamfields interviews. We're going to get Mark, who can talk more in depth about the mazes. But before we go, people who are going to be visiting Screamfields, if you could put it in some sort of nutshell, what are they going to get out of that night?
Oh, hard question. Well, I mean, what we're focused on delivering is an amazing night out, which is full of fun. So that's basically the event in a nutshell. We want to make sure that when people come on site, there's plenty to do. There's plenty of fulfillment, entertainment as well. So, you know, I'm a big believer in creating an atmosphere via numbers. That's what we do in all of our business. So, you know, we will always work on large scale numbers to make sure that the environment is I suppose entertaining. So I'm a big believer in, you know, people going and doing one maze, coming back and enjoying Fire Breathers, Stilt Walkers, band, DJ, whatever it may be on stage. Obviously we're gonna have Street Fair, even though, you know, we'll go through the zombie scare maze. You know, it's a night out for what you're paying for. It's not a short couple of scare attractions, then off you go, and then you've got to find something else to do for the night. Mm-hmm. It's you pay very much like Alton Towers. You come in, you enjoy until doors close, and hopefully you come back for more. That's ideally what we're looking for.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. And how can people, obviously they get their tickets on screenfields.com, but where should they be following you on Instagram and whatnot?
We're on Insta, Screenfields UK, also Facebook, website. We do loads of competitions, so we drive a lot of our traffic via competitions. So we've got a lot of things like next month we're doing like hoodie giveaways and merch giveaways and things like that. So loads of things planned to give away. So definitely worth following us, especially if you're a massive fan of the scare industry, because you know, a nice hoodie won't go amiss, will it?
You know what, we're always partial to a hoodie. I'll be entering a few of those competitions 100%. Awesome. I think that rounds it up really, really perfect, to be honest, Dan. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. I look forward to, I'm guessing you're going to be at ScareCon.
Yep, a bit of ScareCon. I think there's a few of us coming down. I know Chris and Emma from the farm, they're really looking forward to it as well. A few of our guys from head office, I think, are coming down. Mark will be down there. So, yeah, it'd be good to speak to anybody who wants to have a chat about anything scare related.
Perfect. Awesome. So, I mean, I'll end it there purely by saying a huge thank you for coming on, and a huge, massive break your leg, basically. Good luck. It's obviously a real big project at hand, but I'm sure you and Mark and obviously the team at Thornton will do a fantastic job, and we can't wait to visit when it opens you know, it feels like longer far away, but it will soon come round. You got your press night on the 16th of October.
Ready in the background.
yeah. Time is ticking, but I'm sure it will all be awesome. And like you said, you got the awesome team behind you as well. So, Darren, thank you very, very much for coming on the Scare Strike podcast, and we will chat to you very, very soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to Scare
So there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Darren for coming on to the Scare Track podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to getting over to Screenfields, and you guys should too. Go and get your tickets, www.screenfields.com. A brand new event, a brand new home, but with people who have been in the industry a while, they know their stuff, guys. Very excited to talk to Mark Lofthouse. That will be on part two of the Screenfields episodes, which will be out within the next week or so, guys. So very excited to find out more about the individual attractions over at Screenfields. Like I say, get your tickets, screenfields.com. So bringing us to the end of this episode of the Scare Track podcast, thank you guys for listening, and please do join us over on our social media channels. It's great to interact with you guys over on there. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook. Just search Scare Track. Likewise, you can go over to our website, scaretrack.co.uk. It's great to see that you guys are enjoying all the stuff on there. We have our Scare Track podcasts, our Scarecam vlogs. We also have our new movie reviews that we've been doing. I'm not sure if you've noticed, we've been doing that over on our YouTube channel as well. So youtube.com/scaretrack. But like I say, you can get that direct on our website as well. You can get our merch, our Patreon, absolutely anything Scare Track and Track related, you can get at www.scaretrack.co.uk. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. I sincerely do appreciate it. And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.